Well, it's an intriguing question because I think if that question were asked about a generation ago and earlier, the response would be very different from today. For many years, New Orleanians and Southerners in general viewed the shotgun house as something they wanted to get away from. Into the 1960s, even in the French Quarter, you were permitted to demolish them. And now we see them so differently. We cherish them as kind of authentic and reflective of local artisanship and culture. So there's been a tremendous transformation in how we view them.
And you know that the shotgun house is not actually an architectural style. You quote a folklorist here, John Michael Vlach, describing it as a philosophy of space, a culturally determined sense of dimension. And that means that, a shotgun house is the type, and then you can kind of adorn it in all kinds of different ways. So where do we see those details?
Okay. Well, so you have this underlying typology, which can be draped in any number of fashions. And the fashions come and go depending on the style. And with the arrival of Anglo-Americans, we start to see Greek Revival shotguns with sometimes oversized classical facades and classical columns. Later on in the 1870s, Italianate styles come in. The thing to look for is the segmented arch above the openings, and that is to say a curved top to your doors and front windows as opposed to a flat one. And then the shotgun falls out of favor by the early 20th century, and the principal reason is because we all know the shotgun's elongated shapes, but on the interior, one of the principal traits is the lack of a hallway. So this means notoriously that you have to pass through every room to get to the next room, even private rooms.
And there are lots of theories about the shotgun house and why people would adopt this style of building, something so narrow and long that did not provide a lot of privacy. And that seems in some ways an awkward form to live in, this long, skinny structure. So one theory on that is that it was about frontage. It was about having that front space to the street, to the river, and then so you just went back as far as you could, but you were really paying for the front space. You say that doesn't really have a lot of information to back it up.
Well, there's a very popular theory that you'll hear from tour guides and kind of amateur house watchers that the shotgun can be explained by a tax code that taxed according to frontage rather than total area, thus supposedly motivating a narrow building. There's one big problem with that. No one can seem to find that tax code. There's another theory that this is simply an architectural response to narrow urban lots. And indeed, you can fit more sellable units on a block if you design them narrow. But that doesn't explain why we also see shotgun houses out in the middle of wide open fields in rural areas that have no such parcel constraints and even less any sort of tax code business. So that some of the leading hypotheses now is that this sort of longhouse came out of the West African region of the Yoruba peoples that were through forced through slavery were brought into the Caribbean. And to be sure, there is a vernacular longhouse typology seen in present-day Haiti. So Vlach's theory is that with the Haitian emigration to New Orleans in 1809, just that they brought their language and culture with them, they also brought their architecture with them. Starting in the 18-teens, we start to see elongated house types appearing at the rear of the French Quarter and in Treme and adjacent areas right on the heels of that 1809 arrival.
So you note that the shotgun sort of passed out of fashion in the early 1900s. People started building other forms, but we've fallen in love with it all over again. We've fallen in love with the shell of it because people living in shotguns today tend to redo the insides in ways that completely change the way that the space functions. Is that right?
That's exactly right. Many of the renovations that occurred, one of the first things renovators do is add a hallway or reconfigure doubles into singles. So, in a way, it perhaps speaks to New Orleans' sometimes contentious embrace of the past and the present at the same time of what we do on the inside and the outside of our historic buildings.
Richard, thanks so much for talking to us about your latest column, talking about one of the most beloved forms of New Orleans culture, really, the shotgun house.
You're welcome, and thank you.